On the run-up to the Paralympic Games in Paris, we spoke with Jonathan Penny, who's the Access Services Manager for Channel 4. The big news was about the audio-described coverage of the Games and indeed shows on the run-up to the beginning as well. Well, we're at the end and Jonathan has joined us once again. Jonathan, how successful has it been?
Thanks, Alan. Really good to be talking to you. Yeah, we're absolutely delighted with how it's been going from an audio description point of view. We've had three different kinds of audio description on offer at these games. We've had live audio description on the evening sport and on the evening highlights, which is the kind of usual audio description that many of your listeners will be familiar with, where they can turn it on and off and, you know, get access to that extra descriptive voice. We've also had what we've termed a kind of alternative descriptive commentary, which is not something people can turn on and off, but if you watch the closing ceremony on Sunday night, if you watch that over on 4/7, the commentary is replaced by a specific descriptive commentary that's done by audio describers. So that's giving a slightly different kind of accessibility because it's not fitting in with, you know, a main commentary or a main soundtrack. It's really over to those describers to kind of carry the whole coverage of the ceremony. So that's slightly different. And the third kind, again, something that we've done a little bit new, which is having a descriptive voiceover added to our highlights package on YouTube, a sort of daily 10-minute, 15-minute highlights package that's been edited together with a descriptive voiceover. And from our side, you know, there's a lot of prep coming into it. There's a lot of technical and logistics work to do beforehand. And as the games are going on, we're really pleased with how it's all been going. You know, there's been a lot of chopping and changing with the sports schedules. Many of your listeners will know, due to things like rain delays and, you know, other various factors. But we've been delighted that we've been able to keep the accessibility parts of the coverage sort of responsive to those schedule changes as well. And the big thing that we'll be starting to do probably from Monday is, you know, going back over everything. Many of your listeners will know that live AD on this kind of content is quite a young service in the UK. It's very new. The BBC, ITV as well, have experimented with it. This is our biggest volume of live AD that we've done to date on a 10, 11 day event like this. And what we want to do is kind of go back and make sure that if it needs, you know, if things need refining, if we need to look at when does the AD come in? Is there enough of it? Is there too much of it? When does it step in and carry the story versus sort of standing back and, you know, letting the commentary take the lead? But I think that's going to be a key part in us looking ahead at, like, what further events might we use this service on in the future, you know, sport and other live content as well.
You've been using different platforms, you know, for looking at different demographics as well. How successful has it been? There's been a lot of chatter on social media that this has been one of the most viewed.
It's been really great. I think officially the figures for like the first week viewing are, you know, 17 million people in terms of the reach of the coverage across linear and streaming, which is a quarter of the TV population. And I think particularly, yeah, talking about young people, like it's the biggest share of the 16 to 34 year olds for a Paralympics, even taking into account London in 2012, which is great. And I think for us, that's less our world with Access Services, but obviously the more people are watching the coverage in general, it means the more people are our sort of Access Services coverage is reaching as well. So yeah, it's really encouraging to see those figures.
It takes a lot of people to do this. You bring in the live part of this in as well. Do you think you've got it pretty much right for this so far? Was all the work worth it? It must be because of the viewing figures as well, I suppose.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's been really encouraging to have comments in already through our sort of viewer inquiries team, you know, praising the accessibility. It's great. Obviously, we've done quite a lot to try and promote it on air and on social media as well, so that people know what's audio described, where to find it, how to access it, but also looking at sort of sign language versions of programmes as well. This is the first year that for AD and signing, we've been able to kind of really include all of those users in the moment of the live sport. So having live BSL on the sort of afternoon show, which has been tied to the slot presented by Claire Balding and Rose Ayling Ellis as well, who's the deaf actor and, you know, obviously winner of Strictly. But having that, the BSL available on that show in the afternoons, linked obviously to Rose, who has her own team of interpreters and support on air, acting as the earpiece, if you like. So being able to do that and make sure that people are aware of the strides forward that we've taken in accessibility this time has been fantastic.
Was that important to have presenters on a lot of these shows with disabilities as well. There's been a range of people, as you say, who've been here, who've been commentating on it, and perhaps, you know, taking that beyond the Paralympics games, you know, having them do things like, you know, football, rugby going forward.
Absolutely, yeah. I think the Paralympics for Channel 4 has always been about making sure that there's that representation of disability in the people presenting our shows and commentating as well, and that's definitely something that is a firm part of the agenda. I think as well it's worth mentioning that as part of this coverage, you know, Whisper, who've been the production partner for sort of producing the coverage for us from Cardiff, but with people here in Paris as well, part of the legacy of that sort of relationship is this fantastic new facility in Cardiff, which has got the biggest fully accessible gallery, production gallery for live sport. And there are so many details of how they've made that facility more accessible, more inclusive, to kind of build on those opportunities off the camera as well for people with disabilities to kind of continue working in live broadcasting and live sport as a legacy from this Games.
It's very new, as you say, Jonathan. You talked about the viewing figures have been fantastic as well. I'm sure you want more feedback from people when they've finished the games and the closing ceremony as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We'd love to hear how it's all gone down with users, because that's the biggest mark of quality, and that's the feedback on that is the best way of helping us kind of improve the service and tailor it to what users want and need in the future. So you can find all the contact details at channel4.com/4viewers. That's the number 4 and the word viewers.
Jonathan, it's been quite a Games, hugely successful as well. It's great to have the audio description here in live events. Let's hope that continues. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.